This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The stage is set for voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. More than 39,18,000 voters are eligible to exercise their right to franchise across 40 assembly constituencies. The political fate of 415 candidates will be decided in this phase of elections, for which 5,060 polling stations have been established across the 7 districts, which include Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipur in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Kathua and Samba districts in Jammu Division. The prominent candidates in the fray are former Deputy Chief Minister Muzaffar Hussain Beg, Basharat Bukhari, Sajjad Ghani Lone and Nasir Aslam Wani in Kashmir Division and Davinder Singh Rana, Chaudhry Lal Singh and Raman Bhalla in Jammu Division. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted the central government's efforts to enhance healthcare access in the country. The president was addressing the 10th convocation ceremony of the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi. Pointing towards the unfortunate incident of misbehavior with doctors, the president said everyone should understand that doctors make all efforts to save the life of patients and such incidents are condemnable. Speaking on the occasion, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda emphasized that ensuring the highest standards of medical education is a top priority for the government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, about recent developments in West Asia. In a tweet, the Prime Minister said, "Terrorism has no place in the world." He said it is crucial to prevent regional escalation and ensure the safe release of all hostages, and India is committed to supporting efforts for an early restoration of peace and stability. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has said that it carried out airstrikes in Lebanon, targeting buildings used by armed group Hezbollah to store weapons. According to Lebanese health officials, over 100 people have been killed over a 24-hour period. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a 4-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport this morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Jamaican counterpart will hold delegation-level talks in the national capital tomorrow. The visiting dignitary will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar as well as other dignitaries. In Bihar, flood water entered several new areas today, even though water discharged from the Kosi and Gandak barrages is reaching different river systems. 16 districts including West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Supaul, Madhubani, Saharsa, Sitamarhi and Shivhar are flood hit in the state. Relief and rescue operations have been intensified in flood hit areas. In the United States, Hurricane Helene has claimed 116 lives nationwide so far after making landfall in Florida. According to local media reports, 2.7 million people were without power and thousands were stranded across the southeastern part of the country due to flooding from the hurricane. The storm hit the Florida coast on Thursday. Legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award at the 70th National Film Awards ceremony to be held next month. Making the announcement in a social media post, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "From the streets of Kolkata to cinematic heights, Mithun Da's remarkable cinematic journey inspires generations." And that is the end of this news bulletin.